Last year, Philadelphia native Alice Goffman published On the Run, Fugitive Life in an American City, to great acclaim. The New York Review of Books predicted it would become a classic. It chronicled 6 years that Goffman spent living with low-income black men in West Philadelphia and their interactions with police. But now she's defending accusations that she embellished some of the accounts and even fabricated stories, as WHYY's Bobby Allen explains.
It might be hard for Goffman to even fact-check herself, because when she finished her research, she shredded her notebooks and tossed her hard drive. She says it's so the field notes on her subjects, who were shielded with fake names, couldn't be subpoenaed. Since the book came out, she did a hugely popular TED Talk, went on a speaking tour, and is even discussing a movie deal. But recently, somebody posted a 60-page anonymous takedown of the book, alleging big factual holes. It got people talking and placed new scrutiny on her research methods. Goffman, who is white and grew up in Center City, says some skeptics might be motivated to attack her because they feel uncomfortable with the reality in some neighborhoods.
Shocking and upsetting to many, many Americans, and I think that first reaction that people have to these reports in my book is this must not be happening.
Northwestern University law professor Stephen Lou Bay published an extensive critique in which he asserted that Goffman could have even at one point been prosecuted for a felony for aiding a planned revenge killing. In a scene in her book, Goffman waits in an idling car for a friend from the neighborhood who's ready to ambush someone with a loaded gun. No one got killed, but still, Lou Bay says, that, quote, constituted conspiracy to commit murder under Pennsylvania law. In response, Goffman says talk of retribution was just that, talk. And information not included in the book would have cleared her. Is she surprised by the new scrutiny? Perhaps, she says, but maybe it'll keep a public discourse going about policing in low-income neighborhoods. Because learning about that is why she wrote the book to begin with. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.